Yeah, you can start about him. I just want to start the recording so we can post that.
Can't board. Okay, this is the pre-bid meeting. It is now 12:30 for contract DA00649, motor vessel sea level for the Credit Dry Dock. Bids will be opened at 2 p.m. on Wednesday, July 16th, 2025. Okay, the date of availability for this contract is October 7, 2025. The completion date for this contract is April 1, 2026. We would like to emphasize that date is imperative so we can get the boat back in order to get all the inspection we need done to get it back on schedule, because it is an important vessel and it will disrupt our schedule if we're behind. All right, a couple things. I like to keep these meetings pretty brief and short and sweet, and then open up for questions. Two things I'd like to point out is, under the painting specs, we've done something a little different this go around than previous contracts for those who have been involved. The requirements, we are doing more of a spot blast up to 15% of entire underwater hull, and this carries through to each of the other locations, to a SSPC-SP6 standard or UHP-WJ-3 standard. Following then, the sweep blast remaining to the part of the vessel in question to SSPC-SP7 or a UHP-WJ-4. And outside of these requirements, inside the contract, it'll list the various locations of each of those requirements. And the other change that is in this contract that is a little atypical has to do with gearboxes. And the gearboxes will be through the contractor. The contractor is to discuss the task of removing, facilitating the transfer to and from an approved subcontractor to rebuild the gearboxes, and then reinstalling the gearboxes. I think everybody knows that sometimes leads to a very lengthy lead time. So time is of the essence for these. I think it will be a critical path to the April 1st completion of the contract. Other than that, the majority of the contract is fairly similar to those we've put out in the past. And with that, Jeremy, unless you have anything more to add, or Brent, I'll open up the floor to questions or comments.
I think you got it. Those are kind of, from our end, those were the two kind of big changes. We're going to do sweep blast, and then I think 15% spot blast, and then there. The paint's holding up pretty good. She had previously been taken down to bare metal and painted, so we just didn't feel there was a huge benefit of stripping the whole boat again.
That's not uncommon. A lot of customers do a full blast. Next cycle, they'll do a spot sweep and go back to full blast. I've got a question on your bilges, where you have your spec reads, up to 6,000 square feet on line 23. Mm-hmm. However, the pricing sheet doesn't reflect that. It just reflects in the unit section of price per 100 square feet. Is that going to be used for that?
Yes.
Yeah, so we're looking for a unit rate price. And then to estimate it off of that 6,000,
yeah,
is what we're assuming. It's really and you'll see today taking a look, but on these boats typically it's about 10 foot off of the center line, and really that whole center line is on the inside is usually the worst part.
So you could activate up to 60 units of 100 square feet to get to the 6,000.
Correct.
Okay. And NCDOT's responsible for transporting, overhauling, and bringing the gears back to the yard. We're just, because it says
We're going to handle the PO for the overhaul. It's all going out to another company.
Well, it says NCDOT will transport gearboxes to manufacturers for overhaul before returning to the vessel.
Yeah, I think it's just in there to transport to Man's Harbor, right, Craig?
Yes.
So we'll need the contractor to transport it to our shipyard from there.
What page
we'll
transport.
F-59, top of the page.
We went back and forth on that a little bit because
where's the?
It's likely going to end up being somewhere in Norfolk.
Where's
where
the
Man's Harbor?
Needs
to go, so.
What's the?
Probably the best thing is have the yard crated ready to pick up and the vendor pick it up from whichever shipyard you're at, directly from the yard, not from Man's Harbor.
Right. That's we went back and forth on that, but we weren't really sure the best.
Yeah. So the shipyard is providing the transportation, or you guys? Because the first sentence reads exactly what you were saying.
Yeah, NCDOT's providing transportation. We're just providing rigging onto your transport. Yeah. And then you guys are...
Tell you what, that's right, and actually, we'll consider that. That may be beneficial. Let's go back to the office and discuss that. We'll have an answer for you.
Okay.
Relatively soon.
Is the Western Branch diesel now doing the CF marine gears?
So that's our other trouble, is we got to go out to a bid, so it's...
To find somebody working CFs.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
Great Lakes Power has done them. I think Western Branch has done them. I think Carl Center has done them.
Okay.
And we've recently done this work.
The
sister vessel.
Right now.
And that's why y'all are doing the gears now too.
Yeah.
Because of the sister vessel.
They're just due for time.
Yeah.
There is a lot of interference. When you're down there, definitely take a good look at that area because there's a lot of stuff in the way of those gearboxes.
That we're gonna leave, you know, your decision how to pull them up to you guys through workmanship, but we had relative good luck pulling them through the bottom. So with that said, you know, that's a consideration.
Yeah, so we ended up on the sister vessel at our shipyard, we cropped. It was about a 6x6 hole just after the gearboxes, and we were able to pick it up and spin it and just drop it out the bottom.
One inside?
One on each shaft. So we had two holes, but we didn't want to try to tell you guys how to do it. So
right.
That's why we left it kind of open. It's just, we just need you to get them out, get them ready for shipping.
That minimize your interferences? Is that what it was?
Significantly.
And there's already going to be a hole cut in the deck in the bottom, or we have to cut it?
No, we'd have to cut it.
You'd have to cut it. And then
we'll put a soft patch back.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Coast Guard inspections. And we had to submit a repair plan
there's
for the
a
Coast
soft
Guard
patch
for
in
ours.
The deck.
Nobody.
I got it.
Okay, thanks.
But we'll discuss the transportation of the gearbox to and from the subcontractor, and we'll have an answer for that.
At minimum, it'll be get it out and get it crated ready for the transport.
Okay.
Question.
Yeah. So this one's easy, and I'll try and keep them easy.
Okay. Appreciate that.
So item 19, the rudders, rudder stocks, removal inspections. The paragraph states to mark the matched rudders, tillers, and rudder stocks indexed to their corresponding ends of the ferry. Is that a true statement or?
I guess it should be sides. I think just port side, starboard side.
Right.
There's only
Yeah, corresponding ends of the ferry didn't sound right to me.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and then the next one is the C-valve strainers and valve inspections. It says to disassemble all valves listed in 5.8. And you might tell me this is a CG requirement. And it says to disassemble and inspect the interior of each valve body, seats, under bonnet, stems, packing, blah, blah, blah. All valves 3 inches and less to be replaced by the contractor. So,
the wording of that probably could have been cleaner. The idea is inspect all valves, any valves under 3 inches replaced.
So you want the ones that are being replaced to be open and inspected also? That's my question.
If you're replacing them, no need.
Coast Guard usually doesn't require them.
Okay. Well, that's why waste the man hours to do that? I mean, it's a considerable number of valves if you're going to replace them.
We're replacing them, you inspect.
And that's kind of where we came back to that is the last few is it's actually costing more to open them and inspect them than it is just to replace them. That's easier for the small ones.
Absolutely.
Buy them all new and just replace them.
We were anticipating that question.
You're welcome, then.
Yeah. I appreciate that giving. Yeah. But yeah.
Under the coatings, you guys want to go with PPG, or does it matter? Or?
We will accept if you guys can give us any information of equal or better,
mm-hmm.
It can be a discussion.
Okay. Our preferred is PPG. We put most of our votes with PPG, but we would leave it open to consideration if you have a good argument to use another manufacturer.
And as Jeff pointed out, we just need to make sure it adheres.
Right, you need to worry about, since you're sweeping most of the on the water hall.
Right.
And on the other water hall, we're sweeping to remove the AF down to the AC, or are we messing with the AC at all?
What do you think, Gary?
Up to the epoxy? Or to the primer?
Anti-corrosive.
Yeah, we would take the ANF out one all the way off.
All the way off.
Yeah. That's what... Said that getting that good bond seems to be the most beneficial.
Yeah.
Because normally a sweep will just remove all the loose AF and not take it completely off.
Right.
And we got most of ours off with the pressure washer last time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did he do it? No.
No, that's at our shipyard.
Oh, okay.
There's usually not that much left by the time the life cycle of these are coming through. That's a fair question.
And I can't remember. Are we providing the coatings, or you guys are providing the coatings?
You would be providing the coatings.
Okay. Just making sure. How long did it take you guys to get the gears out? I hear you.
It wasn't.
It really wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it wasn't that long.
About a week.
The plan took longer than the execution did. Because
mm-hmm.
we workshop, trying to figure out the best. We discussed it internally for a while. So,
the same setup, one soft patch, three water collapses up.
There's only one.
Right, yeah. But can the other one be rigged across and up?
No? Up's hard.
Not easily.
Yeah, up's hard. So
there's no transfer beam?
No.
And there's a ton of interferences up.
So going down so is the way.
Require another access for the...
Yeah, we cut two holes, one on port, one on starboard, out the bottom, and Then there's some exhaust interferences. We had pulled shafts back to open the area. And then it was really just picked them and spun them. And
did you have to reinforce anything?
We put a couple pad eyes. We had to hang a pad eye to pick it up, but that was it.
But once they just ratcheted it down, mm-hmm. when it come along.
But some of that will depend too on how it's blocked on a rail system. It was up high enough that we had enough room.
We'll tell you what it weighed.
Yeah, the book
will clean it. See, I've seen the side.
4 feet under the keel.
Which, if you got that, that's plenty.
Yeah.
That's the size of the engine. There it is.
2,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2,100 pounds.
Yeah, sounds about right.
40 inches wide.
Yeah. We're going to take a look at them and see if we should put strong backs up.
The other trouble with them, which you can see on that picture, is there's really not anywhere good to rig to on the gearbox that we found except the feet.
The side.
On the side feet, there's two hook spots that you can grab, but then that the feet got to come with it, which makes it a little bit wider.
Yeah. Or you take that off.
Very.
You pull them off, put your own in there.
Right.
Or something in it.
Because those come off. That whole thing comes off.
Angle. Yep.
It's like the one.
Six bolts.
12 bolts, 12 on the six on the top, six on the bottom. Yeah. They come off, and then you can just put your own pad out in there if you want.
Yeah,
that
would be the way to go.
Yeah.
I think the rest of it is just putting eyes on it.
And she's the bigger one of the bigger boats, so
yeah,
she's the biggest one we got.
Is it sea level?
Sea level and
Swan Quarter are the same.
The sister vessels.
I got a couple of things I wanted to touch on before we go outside here. So on page, I think it's page 4, is the instructions, the bidders page. A couple of things I wanted to touch on there. You do need to sign up on the interested parties list. If you haven't already done so, please do that. Any correspondence that's posted out there on the NC Connect site will be notified through that. Also, this is an electronic bidding, so you do need to look at your electronic bidding software and make sure that it's active, that you have an active account with them. There's a link here on number 4, bullet number 4 here, about how to go about doing that. Also, on page G2, it talks about the district LEC contract pre-qualifications. You need to be listed as either a PO prime or a bidder, so please check your status. So you may be good today, but come July 1st, it may not be. So please check your status, make sure that everything is still active with that so you can be a bidder.
Is there because I printed out the form, so is there a date when it would expire? I don't see one.
It should be listed in there, yes. They've just started listing the expiration dates.
If not, we can pull it up for you and tell you when it does. Or if it has.
Each year it needs to be renewed? Or every 2 years?
I'm not sure. I think it's yearly. I'm not sure. Because all the pre-qualification stuff is handled in Raleigh.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But we can get the date for you and let you know.
Okay. I know that we were listed as a PO prime.
Uh-huh.
And I thought that I signed up as an interested vendor on the solicitation list. Yeah.
Okay. That's the biggest thing is because the electronic bidding software, if it gets to that point and you're not on the interested parties list, we don't have a mechanism to truly put you on there if it gets to be at 11:59 that night.
Right.
And the cutoff is the day before the bids. So you have until July the 15th to get signed up on the interested parties list. Otherwise, if you put your bid in on the 16th, it's not going to accept it.
Right. Yeah, I just need to know. I'll go back and look again. The that our pre-qualification won't run out by by then.
And are they seeing, I know, I mean, y'all, you know, are large entities, so it may go to someone, but you do get notified like 90 days, and then I want to say they send something 60 days, and then possibly a 30-day notification. But I know that goes to email addresses that are beyond y'all. So well, if you're in question, email Mark and myself. We can pull it up and get you the exact date. And if you're in the clear, fine. But like you mentioned, that interested parties, don't wait until the day before. Don't wait until the night before. There's nothing holding you back right now. If y'all get to the office tomorrow or tonight, go ahead and do it. If you've got trouble, let us know. We can help you. But it can cause you not to be able to participate in this contract. And goals on this one are zero.
Correct.
Yeah, item 26, I don't like your answer. Was it your answer? It's got to be your answer. You would answer it that way.
Yeah.
Crop and renew steel, including all interferences to be included.
We've had pretty good success with it.
Sure, you have. We haven't.
I'm saying, you know, it's, we understand. But, you know, from our point of view, it's just more obviously it's more advantageous to us. So, but we certainly understand.
That's all I'm going to say about that. Okay.
Bo should be here in about another 8 minutes. So we want to wait a little bit longer or start heading outside and do one or the other. But we have an hour. So
cars there a little ahead of
Should. We should have run of the place for an hour.
We'll take the depth picture first.
I will. She's heading for Overcoat here.
Yeah, about an hour and a half. You don't want to be on that boat when she leaves.
That's it. Yeah, that would be a 5 hour round trip. My buddy was at
Big Uber cost. So his friend came from Richmond the next day. The Jeep truck brought him here at 7 p.m.
Oh, my. Oh, man. No.
Not knowing.
And where do you stay? That's a ride. My goodness, man. I feel bad for that guy.
You guys have heard late ship.
And the boat ride's 2 hours versus.
We can get it.
I tell you what, the boat ride coming back is taking longer than it used to.
I'll say it's somewhere around 700 tons. I'll have to look it up.
You know, that's what our engineer was thinking, but I don't know if you guys had anything on the record.
And we're
she's not going to be carrying any ballast, right?
She'll
come in with less than 3,500 gallons of fuel.
I mean, it is that shallow that quick.
So we really got potable water and sewage. That's about the only other thing that will weigh her down.
The island is going to get eaten away by Mother Nature, too, so we're fighting.
Yes, we just did that on the sister vessel.
Look at all the muskeg. There's where they are.
You remember, Brent?
What's that?
How much she weighs?
Doing some
like the actual physical weight.
When we get them, and when we get permitted, that's the other thing too, man. We ought
to. I've asked Billy to start looking at that. I don't know that he has.
The other side. When we had an issue here on this side a couple months ago, where she hit bottom, sat there for hours, and wouldn't have some issues, and that was just right here. So. It's not called the
radar
or the Atlantic.
And I guess the other part is if you guys, as you come across more questions and things we didn't answer today, I mean, you can always reach out to Craig, myself, or Mark, and we'll get formal answers for stuff as quickly as we can.
Yeah.
Get it back to you. We do appreciate everybody taking the time and showing interest in helping us with this work.
If you don't mind, just get it through Mark and myself, and then we'll hit Jeremy and Craig up just for a simple fact of we can document whatever the questions are.
So don't send them to them, send them through you guys?
If any way possible, if you could get them through us, and then we'll...
Well, it's all possible. We could send them to all of you.
And that's fine. I mean, that's perfectly fine. It's just we need to be copied on it. That way we can at least document.
Yeah, any answers we do, we have to send through them because they do all the documentation.
Gotcha.
We are pulling all the windows in the passenger deck.
Yes, on the passenger
deck. And renewing gaskets in the ceiling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Inspect.
Yeah, and actually it is. There's not really a gasket. It's all sealant.
It's just sealant, like 5200 or whatever it's recommended.
Yeah.
That's what, are they flanged windows? Or are they bolted to the bulkhead?
They're clamped. Yeah.
And there's, we looked at it, and we didn't see a lot of steel that looked bad, which is why we kept the number at 5. So, but once we get them pulled out, obviously then we'll see.
We're starting to, over time, they're seeing some issues with the windows leaking and a little bit of running rust coming through them. So we're expecting there's probably a little bit we got to touch up there.
In all honesty, you go ahead and replace a little bit here, a little bit there. You're going to have to grind the welds down. If you can get away with clad welding and grinding it down to fit, that's probably the way to go.
Is it all right to leave this stuff in here?
Yeah.